The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Happy motherfucking No Nonsense. You know what I'm saying? This your boy Jay Smooth. We back in the building live. Funky fresh in the flesh. You know what I'm saying? I got the fabulous motherfucking crew with me. My motherfucking homies. The one and motherfucking onlys.
You know you like the fan favorite, right?
Huh?
Right.
Absolutely.
Especially
absolutely.
After last week.
Hey, absolutely. Absolutely.
Why are you lying to this guy, bro?
I am. And you know, J-Mac, I got, you know, I did something a little different. Right?
What? Different?
When I say I did something a little different, you say, hey, what did you do different?
I just did, but I said different.
No. Okay, let's say, what did you do different?
Nigga.
French, be coachable. What did you do different, Smooth?
What did you do different, Smooth?
I listened to the motherfucking show because somebody called me and said, you were such a real dickhead.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
And I didn't think I was a dickhead. I thought I was just being realistic. See, Smooth get these motherfuckers at what? I try to give them something that's deeper than surface. How these niggas really are out here. You know what I'm saying? Now, I ain't going too deep. We ain't talking about spiritual and all that shit. I ain't even going into that. I'm talking about deep when you start talking about relationship reality, realistic shit.
You letting them know how the niggas be out here.
How these motherfuckers will fuck you over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you're giving them the blueprint. You're giving them firsthand accounting.
Motherfucker. And they act like they don't appreciate this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the things we say in the beginning of all motherfucking shows. What's that? The sensitivity police and shit? You know what I'm saying?
You know what we say?
Yeah, but you know what we say. Y'all listen to that shit. But look, you can't be fucking sensitive. You know what I'm saying? But I want to apologize to my homegirl, motherfucking twin. You know what I'm saying?
Is this what this is?
No, look, I'm gonna send a formal apology to my homegirl because, you know, I mean, we tight like four fat women in a motherfucking pencil in the middle of the summertime with the windows rolled up and the motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, 10 and 1 is with a jogging suit on. From? You know what I'm saying? No, nigga, that's it. Nigga, we tight like that. But I want to say, nigga, I want to apologize to my girl because she really just took offense to just all the crazy shit I be saying on the show. And I say, twin, it's not for you, boo. It's not meant at you.
It was kind of directly directed at her.
It's not meant at you.
Right. And but you said her by name. You actually used me as an accomplice. I feel bad.
No, don't feel bad. Because what you do is you bait me in,
no,
J-Mac.
No.
You know what fluff my feathers.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You poke at me, and you make me say the shit that I really don't want to say. Partially.
It's my fault.
It is. It's like you the type of nigga, J-Mac. You're the one that say, I bet you won't hit him. And you hit, I hit your hand and you hit that nigga, right? You know what I'm saying? Bitch, you won't hit that hand. I hit you, hit that nigga. Then they get mad at you and start pushing on me. So that's what it was like. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Twin, boo, I'm sorry. Hey, I want to make a formal apology to you. You know what I'm saying? I called, yes, I used the phrase or the words money bag. But you know and I know, right? You ain't never bought me nothing or did anything for me like that. I just used that terminology. It was a term of endearment. It was a phrase of endearment. You know what I'm saying?
Do you want to give a real root meaning to it? I mean, if it was taken out of context, do you want to give the correct context that it was supposed to be taken in?
It was just that I was trying to find something that rhymed with the bank. And I know what goes hand in the hand with
money
the bank.
Or bags don't rhyme with bank.
They don't, but it goes to the bank. You take a money bag to the bank.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? So
you extrapolating.
Yeah. Pulling it apart. Yeah, help me out, J-Mac. Help me out. But I just want to make a formal apology. And anybody else out there, you know what I'm saying, that's a part of the Slack that got offended, right? I'm going to apologize to you, too. Butterfly, if you got offended by me saying anything remotely close, you know what I'm saying, to saying anything about you, I apologize to you, too, boo. You know what I'm saying? We friends and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't.
Who else?
I ain't said nothing else to nobody else. I ain't fuck nobody else. Fuck with nobody else.
Okay.
Did I... Do good, French? Is anybody else that I left out? If
Saver.
I left out anybody...
Saver. Come on. Stand
French.
Up.
French. Did I leave anybody out?
Stand up, French.
It starts with a B.
Come on, French.
Be honest? Nah, not be honest.
I said butterfly. French.
French.
The other B.
French.
Who?
Why are you being coy? Just
talking about Britt Renee. I didn't say shit bad about her.
You kind of. You. I mean, I think some people might take offense to you calling them a smoothie. At one point, like
it's
I mean,
you know, smoothie.
See, no, don't do that. See, because you get there, you go. You're gonna try to make it something that it's not, and that's where people get offended. Where they Jimmy, like
you don't have to. You don't. I'm gonna tell you.
Like, it seems like you be dreaming about stuff, like you're making up stuff. But the thing about it is, where people get pissed off is that no one knows that you're not talking reality. I mean, everybody here knows.
No, and I fucking talk reality.
Not when you say stuff about people adoring you that have never said they adored you. You're just assuming that.
J-Man, it's like I mean, this. You ever had somebody...
Just like King Kunta, for real. You said that he's a smoothie, right? I mean, you
motherfucker said, is.
See? That's what, there you
he
go.
He is. I mean, it is. I'm going to tell you, it's a way of life, J-Man. It's not about liking me for who I am. You know what I'm saying? It's just a way of life.
You done?
No, let me say, hold on, be honest. It is what it is, J-Man.
What is it?
You know what I'm saying? It's like this, right? Uh-huh. Your mom don't really have to tell you that she love you for you to know she love you. No, I'm just saying. Your mom don't have to tell you she love you just so for you to know she love you. For you to know she loves you, right?
Yeah.
Right? It's assumed, right? These motherfuckers don't have to tell me they like me. Nigga, it's assumed y'all like me.
So you birthed these motherfuckers?
No, I didn't birth them, nigga, but I'm just saying.
We have some listener feedback.
Oh, shit, okay. Let French read it.
This isn't a hate message. From a loyal listener, this isn't a hate message, so I really didn't want to say anything about Smooth, but I'm going to. I'm actually really disgusted with how he handles his feelings. There should be no reason to talk so much disrespectful shit to and about someone, especially if you claim you care about them and love them so much. Don't dish out all the shit talk if you can't handle it being given back to you. Most times on the show, all of the guys talk shit, but Smooth is the only one that has to keep going until it's taken too far, and this isn't the first time. Smooth has gone out of his way to disrespect women listeners, and it's not funny. If someone does laugh, they are laughing at how dumb he looks with all the shit coming out of his mouth. No woman finds that attractive. More than likely, after hearing or reading this feedback, he will talk all kinds of shit about the person writing this. Oh well. Him deflecting again because he can't take the truth. Here's a good quote from American Gangster. The loudest one in the room is the weakest one in the room. Still love the show. Smooth needs to stop hating women. This email was sent from a contact form anonymously.
Hey, so okay, thank you so much for your feedback. We love definitely feedback. But the thing about it is this, right?
Uh-huh.
This is the thing. These women get mad and of the shit that I say. But get mad at your ass sitting in your room when you by your motherfucking self because the nigga that dogged you out or you been in a relationship where a nigga just fucked you all up and you done listened to some shows and Smooth then motherfucking gave you the motherfucking secret sauce, the recipe, how these niggas are here. Don't fucking get mad. This is reality.
See, so you're saying most podcasts pander to the idea that it's not going to happen. You're saying, I'm letting y'all know how ridiculous men are because I'm one of them.
I have done a fair share of some bullshit, right, out here and then dog these women out, you know what I'm saying, and done some doggy shit, right? And the women that listen to the show, these motherfuckers, it's women that listen to the show that have had their fair share of men that have dogged them out as well as they probably have done their fair share of dogging some niggas out. You know what I'm saying? So reality is the reality. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if your motherfucking ass is single, you know what I'm saying? Somebody then dogged you out. You know what I'm saying?
What if you're single by choice?
I don't see
it. Hey, nigga, nobody is single by choice, nigga. It's like saying a nigga starving. He hungry by choice.
he on a diet by choice.
Nigga, you ain't got no money. Nigga, bum is not. Nigga ain't just ain't got no money
there
to get it.
There are some bums by choice, honestly.
They say I'm just gonna be hungry.
Yes.
No, nigga, that's because they choose not to work or choose not to beg for money. When they get their money.
There was a guy named Don. He was a friend of my mother's. When I was real young, they worked at a hotel together. She owned a business where she rented out video games way before GameFly or whatever. My mom was a pioneer on that shit. It was like the Blockbuster, but for video games. And we had a storefront, so. The guy Don, she saw him walking one day because he had lost his job and he was homeless. So she offered to let him sleep in the back room and use the shower. There's like a little stand-up shower. He could take a whole bath. So he stayed there one night and he never came back. And then she saw him about 6 months later and he was walking, wandering again.
How many games did he take when he left?
None. What the fuck are you gonna play?
Nigga gonna play the nigga at the park, nigga.
That's not for him. That's for the come up.
On a generator, nigga.
Nigga, like he got a damn trench coat full of fucking Nintendo.
Nigga, I got the hookup, nigga. I got no, he wouldn't do it because she did him a favor. So it'd be fucked up.
People fuck people over that did them favors. Come on.
But so they're saying that people saying they're done and they're out. So bye. We'll holler at y'all.
Yeah. So I'm just saying
the funny thing is, this is you wanna hear something funny?
What's funny?
After all of that. Right. So I'm listening to the show. I was kind of feeling smooth, man. I was like, it's funny that he's going to get all the hate. Now, besides the pointed, you know, comments directed at
certain people.
The homegirl. Other than that, when he was just talking about how women and needing a man and, you know, that whole, you know, conversation.
Right.
I thought, yeah, people aren't going to like it, but it's probably because the truth hurts. I mean, there's a lot of
what do you mean? What was truthful?
As far as that, what he's saying is that there are guys, and I mean, and if you say as a woman out there that oh no, they're all guys are good guys. Guys aren't dogs. J Smooth doesn't know what he's talking about. Then maybe I'm not talking to you.
I don't know if that's what they were mad about. I think that they took offense to the personal part of it. I don't think they even listened to any of that stuff because they were offended by the personal part, which I think is a flaw. You gotta be able to listen past stuff like right. that. I know that there may be somebody who was upset by it, and there may be people who are upset for that person, but there's still a whole rest of a show, and there were points being made that weren't smooth. So, I mean, like I said in the Slack room, I made the statement that, you know what I'm saying, we try to not offend people, but at the same time, our show has always been offensive.
Always.
And I think that's why people are here. They like hearing that crazy shit. They don't want to hear the same old pandering talk that they hear on every other show about, oh, women are the special jewel of the world. No, we're going to say, you know, women are special jewels, but some of y'all are bitches. And that's just kind of what we do on our show. And if you happen to be the bitch at this time, I'm not saying that that's right or wrong. And I hope that you don't get caught in the bitch zone.
Everybody's got to be in it.
I'm a bitch sometimes.
Sometimes you're just cycling through it. You know what I mean? And again, that doesn't mean you have to stay there. Yeah.
But the thing about it, first sign of healing, you got to be able to admit where you're wrong at. Some people might not admit, but the thing about this, to be honest, is I think people, when they hear Smooth talk, they kind of cut me out. They shut me out because the shit that Smooth say. But if you think behind it, like I talk some shit, like some of the shit that I talk.
No, that's not the problem. The problem is that you are privy to special information and you decided to divulge that information on the show. You make it personal when you do that.
Okay.
If I'm talking about women and women can be bitches, that's different than me talking about one woman
person.
Is a money bag.
Gotcha.
And that's the problem is that you decide to take special private information about somebody that everybody knows who you're talking about, who's in the Slack room, and you divulge that, and now it even if it's not true, it looks stupid.
Absolutely. And it made me look fucked up.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
But
I still love you.
You already look fucked up. It just made you look more fucked up.
Right. It's all good.
And the apology should be the fact that you don't know how to keep personal shit to yourself. I don't mind because you've been the same asshole forever. So I kind of like expect it. And if I were that person, if I were a woman getting involved with you,
just know, nigga, I'm trying to fire when it comes to the relationship. You do some dumb shit, I'm talking about it.
It's not even dumb shit. You do some good shit. You do some regular shit, you're still talking about it.
Yeah. Hey, I ain't gonna talk about our pussy though.
So
I don't never talk about my girl's pussy.
Hey, as far
she's
as
she's scared another dude come through.
As far as the Slack Nation, like I feel like you lost like 50% viewership.
Man, that's okay. They're gonna come back. They're always a slick. You know, J Mac, that's what I have to realize, right? You know, Jesus lost a lot of people along the way. Harriet Tubman, she lost a lot of people along the way. Smooth, so I ain't no different than them, right? You know what I'm saying?
You're just like them.
I'm gonna lose a couple of folks along the way.
You're more like Buddha.
Right?
You're more like Buddha.
So Harriet Tubman, she
definitely
was
like him.
Harriet Tubman, she was very brutal.
There's no G in her name though.
You know what I'm saying? Harriet Tubman. You know what I'm saying? She was very brutal. So
how is she brutal?
If motherfucker, she thought niggas was gonna tell, she was killing them. And see, so I'm killing y'all motherfuckers.
Did you hear about the murders?
Hey, look,
the Harriet Tubman murders.
Yeah, so look. So she ain't want nobody to give up the motherfucker the secret. So, but the thing about it is, ladies, and I be honest, I keep this shit real. I keep it funky for y'all. Y'all need to be taking, when y'all listen to the show, what y'all need to do is y'all need to thank me. I give you motherfuckers jewels. Week after
you
week.
You do. I think honestly, some people just aren't paying attention. The people that should be paying attention most are the ones that are paying attention least. They should be paying attention to how retarded you are because the proof is in the pudding, right?
Right. And I mean, and the fact is, right, it's been proven, right? You constantly get new Smoothie Nation motherfuckers that come on board, and when they first come on board, they're like, ah, I'm fucking with Jay Smooth, right?
Yeah.
Because, again, I think when they first aren't too far in the weeds to hear the message, it's like a coach. Some coaches, they say like their message gets old or, you know, whatever. Your message gets lost real quick. Like, first off, everybody all in it, and they're all females. All of them are females, and they all come on board hearing the shit that you say.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, yes, that's my dude.
Right.
And then...
He talks about them.
Yeah.
And see, that's what it takes.
Or...
No. It takes... See, that's the thing. They're all praising him and saying his praises. And then when he finally turns his his anger at them, now they... Oh, shocking. No.
The eye of Mordor shines on you.
Right. But we every person that comes in the Slack, we tell them, you do not want to be a smoothie. You are mistaken. This is not what you want to be. And they don't listen. They keep being smoothies until he gets some information about them, and then he just puts it out.
Hey.
I got my fair share of motherfuckers, just loyal motherfucking smoothies.
Who?
Who? No shit, die hard motherfuckers.
That's
smoothies.
One fair share.
I got my fair share. The rest of them, I guess the rest of them get out of line. Had to put it back in.
Remember that story about the frog and the scorpion?
No.
You never heard that?
No. Tell us.
No one's ever heard that.
No.
Okay.
So they have scorpions in Haiti.
So there was a frog and a scorpion, and they're on the side of the river, and they both need to get to the other side. And the scorpion's like, yo, man, let me catch a ride on your back, man, and you hook me up and take me to the other side. And then the frog's like, no, fuck that, man.
You're a scorpion.
Yeah, you're going to fuck me up, man. He's like, no, I won't. I promise. I mean, you're doing me a solid, and I won't do that to you, right? So he's like, all right, fuck it. Hops on his back, and he fucking starts to take him across the river. And as he gets to the other side, fucking scorpion stings that motherfucker. He's like, what the fuck, man? Why you do me like that?
I'm a scorpion.
He's like, I'm a scorpion.
That was your joke?
No, I'm saying you never heard the story. That's just what that nigga does. Oh. So when it's the same thing. He's
a scorpion.
He's the scorpion. Right. And they're all frogs. And they come in and they're like, sure, Jay Smooth, I'll rock with you. I'll take you across the you. I know you won't sting me. I know you stung other motherfuckers,
right,
but not me. And then next thing you know, they be like, and you're like, I hate you.
Right.
But
I don't know. This show has never been the show that panders. So as much as I feel bad for individuals, I think that everybody needs to be less sensitive. I agree with Jay Smooth, because the whole point of being here is to don't say shit, Jay Smooth. Shut up.
Okay.
Everyone who comes here needs to leave their feelings at the door, and let's just have fun. Jay Smooth talks about me. Do you see me get mad? No. I mean, he don't talk about me the way he does some other people.
I used to get mad, y'all.
Yep. But you got to leave your feelings at the door, and individually, do not let this nigga have any of your business. Just don't do it. Don't let him have any.
It's hard. Be honest. Be honest. That shit is hard.
Whatever. We have more listener
feedback.
Not feedback. This is that was the only one that was feedback.
Okay. Cool.
This Who's is that from Brie S. Gree.
Oh, what says, up, Brie S. Gree? Smoothie Nation.
She sent this a few weeks ago.
Is she?
Well, let's listen. Okay. What's up, No Nonsense? Just wanted to reach out to you guys and let you know I'm still a fan and 100% still a smoothie, and I still look forward to every Tuesday and Friday show. I even put my husband on it, and that's all we listen to now.
I have a
question for the show. Brie S. Gree, listen. I'm warning you, Brie S. Gree. I am warning you. He will turn on you.
No, I won't.
Quickly.
You and the husband team, we not turning.
Now, he probably won't mess with you because
you're... No, because she's married.
No, because her husband
right,
is here.
Right, because
you scary.
No. But see, the thing about it, most of the ones that get real sensitive, a lot of the motherfucking single ones, they're going through heavy issues.
Because that nigga put hands on you quick. And right, and
we
you
ain't even talking about that.
So you already know.
Days, we don't fight. We love us not fighting. Keep going.
Hey, look, husband, his right knee on your left, his right, just kick that motherfucking knee.
It's artificial.
Shut the fuck up, J-Man.
I have a question for the show. For those that are married, do your wives give you curfew when you go out? For example, when you go out with your homeboys, can you come home at any time, or is there an unspoken curfew? I look forward to hearing your answers. So, curfew. I don't think me and my wife have a curfew, but be fucking reasonable. If it's daytime when you walk in the house.
Yeah, don't let the sun
what
be.
What the fuck?
I don't give a fuck. What daylight savings, non-daylight savings, do not
Where
let the sun.
Where the hell were you at till
do
daytime?
Do not let the sun beat your ass.
She
was. Home.
She went to Waffle House after that.
Do no. not let.
You better
the
eat
sun.
Quick.
Motherfucker, like that to go.
It better not be a speck of light.
My wife better act like a vampire, nigga, when she go out. You know what I'm saying? If like you remember in I Am Legend when the light was about to close up, right? She better beat the motherfucking light coming over the trees and shit into the front door. That's what I'm saying. So nah, to me, I feel like if my wife comes home after about 3 something. Like, what are you doing? If it's 4 something, I'm like, damn. If it's 5 something, you might as well stay or wherever you at. Because if you come home, we might fight.
Nigga, that might be worse. So they stay out all night. Then that mean you really you get the all the thoughts that go through your mind. Like, really, motherfucker, you doing it? Like,
you no, if
really,
you stay out till 5, I should have cheated.
You should have goddamn cheated. Cause
whatever it is, you gonna be mad like goddamn.
You should have goddamn cheated.
And seeing out here, even, you know, clubs stay open till 4. Shit. So I mean,
some of them have after hours though,
right? But you know, yeah, there's after hour spot. But I mean, you have just regular clubs that stay open to 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Whereas in California, the clubs typically, well, most clubs, unless you're in like the city, like LA or San Francisco, Oakland, that type of shit, usually close at like around 1:30.
Hey, you better just go out in the fall time where it gets. At 7 in the morning, it's still dark. Yeah, that's when you motherfucker about to hang out all motherfucking night. Be like, bang, you said don't let the sun motherfucker catch me. I was here before 8. I mean, shit, the sun ain't catching me still, nigga, still dark.
Making breakfast, ain't you even slept and shit. Like,
man, fuck that, man. I know, you know, like, I ain't married and shit. And I know it's for the married guys. But it's just like you say, it's just like, after a period of time, you just like, what the fuck are you doing? My mom say, ain't nothing open but them legs. You know, and I'm all the things that just, you know, go
who
through your
it?
Mind.
Who said
my
it?
Mom, you know, when a motherfucker hang out late, past a certain
whoa,
time.
Whoa, she told ain't you that, there's nothing open but your legs.
I got 2 sisters. I got 2 sisters.
I was trying to figure out what your legs are doing open.
So ain't nothing. You know. Look, get that ass ache. Nah, look. Nah, look. Hey, yeah, but ain't nothing open but motherfucking legs. But your mind just going up. I'ma just think, even if she was hanging with girls or whatever, I'm still gonna think like, motherfucker, hey, you might have did. You been doing something else. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Fuck that. Yeah, get your ass home. Even though you can do it between 10 and 2, you know what I'm saying?
I know I say, right, because, I mean, that shit could be happening as soon as she leaves the door. She could never meet the club, right? I mean, and still get home at 2 and been fucking from 10 to fucking 2.
It ain't nowhere that far. So Julie says she's old. She's up till the sun comes. She's tired at midnight. At midnight, I do get one eye just starts watering a little bit. By 3 o'clock, I'm sleepy. But I don't know about the old part. I think it's just because. Let me see what else. Toya says home by 1 a.m. 1 a.m. is a little early.
That's a
most people mean, don't even get to the club.
Right, or like 11:30, 12.
Yeah, most people don't get to the club till midnight. So that's a little early, Toya. Kit says when the sun comes up. Yeah, so everybody pretty much agrees except for Toya. She's talking about 1 a.m. That's, come on. Your man.
Hey, he got that shit in check.
Right. Your man.
Get home by 1?
French Reggie, how do young people feel about that?
And like she's catching the buffet at 9. You know what I mean? Like she been at the club.
At the Swingers Club?
You better come home and buffet.
Because what time the buffet? They do have a buffet at the Swingers Club, though.
I don't know, but some of the restaurants, you know what I'm saying, it'd be like day shit, and then they have a buffet to start
park. No, sir. No. Bring your motherfucking ass home.
Nigga, eat at home.
If you trying to get home by 1, I'm saying you could be there at.
There should be no daylight on your back.
No, I'm talking about in the evening buffet from the night before.
9 p.m., you mean?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with it? Who cares what time you left?
Because if you coming home at 1 and you've been there since
9, like eight, you've been there eight, a whole work shift.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? Or the day party turned into the night party, night party turned into the after party.
So you could bring your ass home at 1. That makes sense to you.
How do young people feel?
I agree with y'all. Like, by the time the sun comes up, you better be back home. Like, there's nothing. What more can you be
that's
doing?
Let me just put that out there because that's what I said. I'm exaggerating. That's a little too late. I mean,
yeah, that's late as fuck.
If you beat the sun by a half an hour, yeah, that's still too late.
I said 5. If it's 4 or something, I'm like, what the fuck?
Right.
If it's 5, you should have cheated.
I mean, especially.
I feel like you most likely you get that text.
If
like,
I didn't get no update.
I'm sleeping at my homie's house or.
Sleeping at your homie's house. I wish my wife would say she's sleeping somewhere else.
Right. I was at T House.
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
What if she's too drunk to get home and she drove?
So yeah, that's why I drive.
I've had the situation whereas you know being in a relationship where I would tell my girl like I gotta drive all the drunks so and then drop them off motherfucking at the crib and then try to drive all the way back because I stayed usually like 50-55 minutes away on the other side of town and I said there are times where I stayed with my motherfucking homeboy but there were also the motherfucking times where if I use that excuse I know that's that leeway if I want to fall through to a broad house. that was that time that I would fall through to a motherfucking house. You keep but it inconsistent. You gotta be careful with that shit, because once you start down that road, motherfuckers say, I'm with the homegirls, and then be like, is she really with the homegirls? I'm coming to pick you up.
Okay, so since this was, I guess, originally directed towards me and you, let me ask you.
Yeah.
So if Kit's talking about, you know, she too faded to come home, and she's at the homegirl house and she's just gonna stay there.
I'm coming to watch.
Okay.
She about to get fucked. I'm gonna watch. At least I'm gonna watch the shit.
Okay, so I mean,
what if you know the homegirl? Like, this is
you think fucking, it's a you think it's a girl?
Listen,
no grown ass woman stay in no other girl house. Like,
unless it's family.
Come on, yeah, maybe.
Okay, let's put it like that.
I'm going to watch. I need to see this dick. I need to see what's going on before she come home.
So again, I'm right there with you. If you at the motherfucking spot and you too drunk, I'm coming over. And
That's okay. Like, that's okay. I'm on my way.
right.
And nigga, then, now you sober now.
Right.
Yeah, get your ass home.
Yeah, everybody.
Try to do some dumb
good
shit.
Everybody good then, huh?
Yeah.
Nah, so yeah. Ain't no staying over.
You know what I tell them? I said they better bring your ass home. Kid has called me before. I was like, I'm drunk, I'm high, whatever. Can you come get me? I'm like, nope. She's actually putting it in the room right now. As I'm saying it, she's putting it in the room. I told him, you better get them to bring you home. Somebody ain't too drunk.
Everybody over there is faded.
Nope. Somebody gonna get a DUI tonight.
Everybody's faded.
Somebody getting DUI. You.
Yeah, I tell a motherfucker, don't get yourself that fucked up where you can't drive home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, don't do that. Don't do that.
I think we got one more. Let me make sure, though, before I say that, because I could be lying.
Mm.
Let's see here. No, we have one more. Mm. Mm-hmm. Is remorseless a word?
Yeah. Remorse?
Yeah.
Remorseless?
It's the same thing as, like, regardless.
New Webster.
Irregardless.
New Webster.
All right. Hey, guys, I want to let you guys know that I'm a very big fan of your podcast. I've been listening since late year one. You guys always bring the noise every week, and it's always good. Y'all go a little hard on French Reggie, but he is young, so he has to learn. Sorry I'm not a premium subscriber, but I have my own network of podcasts to do, and I really don't have time to listen to all the content that you guys have. I'm sure it's fire, though. Plus, I don't want to end up having similar topics when we're recording, however. I've paid laugh tax a few times. I was just getting in touch with you to say thank you, along with several other podcasts, for inspiring me to start my own network with my own cast and crew with podcasts that will be launching in a couple of weeks. Won't plug it. That's not what this is for. You could have plugged it. I would have read it. Be honest, I have always been into audio engineering and producing, as a matter of fact. I'm an electrical engineer, but this takes a lot of work. For you to do this for as long as you've been, you have my respect. I'll keep listening, keep supporting you, and hopefully when I get the time, I will interact more, as long as you keep bringing the nonsense, because I appreciate the laugh. Peace, remorseless.
Good shit.
Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah,
nah, that's for real. And definitely speaking a lot of facts.
And I just said this shit to somebody. I said, me and Dino were talking the other day, and I was saying that it's hard listening to friends' podcasts because I don't want to mix topics and have, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, get my opinion skewed with other people. So I totally empathize and sympathize with that feeling.
But what's dope is that I'm just be out there, the fucking inspiration part. You know what I mean? If a motherfucker, I listen, like he said. And the cool thing, I think it was genuine, because even if he could have, he didn't take the opportunity to pub his own shit. He was just, you know, saying, hey. So, was it remorseful?
Remorseless.
Remorseless. Shout out, bro, man. That's cool shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in hearing your network, too, man. Just, you know, so.
Keep us posted.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, definitely.
See, French, hey, you see how people just, they say, y'all go a little hard. French, I remember when I used to be in your shoes, right?
It was.
J-Mac.
Every email was, why do y'all treat Jay Smooth so poor?
Yeah. I think we were a big catalyst for the spawn of Smoothie Nation, because I think everybody just was looking at him as a sympathetic figure, like, oh my gosh, look at poor, come here, Jay Smooth. And I think that's the mother in most females. Yeah. That's why most of the Smoothie Nation is female. Yeah.
But Jay Smooth was crying about it, right?
But no. I mean, it
wouldn't have mattered.
It didn't. He wasn't crying. He would just shut down. He wouldn't say shit. He'd just get mad and wouldn't really talk for the whole show and be hella pissed off. And it was evident that, you know,
it bothered him.
Yeah, that we were fucking with him.
It don't bother me.
And we wouldn't
me.
Stop.
It don't bother me.
It does bother you. Yeah. You went out and had sex with 20 women in 2 weeks. Yeah. It does bother you.
Yeah. Or you were lying.
You're bendable like clay.
Is that a bother? Is that a bother?
Yes.
I just wanted to prove a point.
Nigga, you caught a sexually transmitted disease because we were fucking with you about your sex.
I ain't catch nothing.
Slept with a trans and shit.
But don't worry, Jay Smooth would do the same thing. He's not better than you. He used to get offended and sad and shit. But that's what's so funny. Y'all was always calling us mean for whatever. But now look, now y'all mad at him. You should have let us keep fucking with him.
Shoulda. Yeah.
I blame y'all. I blame y'all.
I've been blaming y'all. Anybody that's ever became a smoothie and came on repping, I've always blamed y'all. Because you guys are the reason. I mean, you fuel the fire
of foolishness.
And then when that heat gets a little hot in your direction, then you want to cry. I mean, it's just what it is.
Sounds good.
Amen to what Julie says, man. She says, so many podcasts fall off. The consistency is wonderful. We appreciate that because we have almost 800 episodes. No Nonsense Show obviously is well over 400. So
that's a big deal. Shouts out to motherfucker the No Nonsense. Because like when we went to a podcast party, be honest, before or whatever it was, podcast get together, and the guys we was talking to them, and they were saying, what's the toughest thing that you guys deal with? And one of the things we had said was consistency.
Right.
You know, just being consistent week after week after week. You know what I'm saying? Even when you don't feel like doing it, you still try to do it. And I know there are times where I went on a hiatus.
Hold up.
You know what I'm saying?
I think we should have someone else saying this.
Why?
That was the time. Like you said, that time you went on a hiatus. So that consistency.
My gut just something happened. It went. I was like, he grabbed the mic.
You want to say it, J-Mac? Go ahead.
I think that, when we first started, I think one of the first things that me and you talked about, be honest, is like people get in and people get out.
Right.
They start a podcast and I can relate because I've started like 5 sports podcasts. So yeah, I understand that part of it. But
it's tough.
It is.
I know somebody personally that started one day at 4 shows and cut out.
Yeah.
And then it was like, you know, we need to, you know, make sure we're in this shit for the long haul. And we have been. I mean, 2014 is a long time ago.
We have no celebrities on our show. Like a lot of podcasts that.
Well, hold on. We've had celebrities.
Hold on, nigga. Whoa. Slow the fuck up, nigga. I'm local, nigga.
No. We had real celebrities.
No, nigga. I'm a real fucking celebrity, nigga. I'm known internationally, nigga. I got bitches in London that know me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That had part of this movie.
Did you fuck him in the ass? You already know how I feel about British bitches.
Over there, they fucking ass.
Like arse. Fuck her in the ass?
In the arse.
No, I didn't.
I don't know why girls be tripping. You can come with a dude fucking you in your ass, girl.
I've seen it happen.
And it's a hard come. If you've never come with a dude fucking you in the ass, I'm telling you, you ain't came yet. You make some plans tonight. Like what you doing right now? Call that dude up.
This nigga J Mac, you like crackhead, dude.
Call that dude up. I've seen somebody squirt from getting fucked in the ass.
Nigga,
it's one of comes.
The ones you can't control.
You cannot be ugly.
You're having a seizure at it while you're at it.
But look though, getting fucked in the ass and coming as a woman is just like how hard we go on our podcast. That's how hard that come hard is just how we come hard with these shows. And we appreciate you guys tuning in. I know in Slack room earlier, Butterfly was saying, I hope y'all have a live because I like it when y'all don't have one that's messed up or whatever. I get you. We try to be here every week to do the live, but no shit, we've been here every week pretty much since August 2014 to do this show though. So we try. Sometimes we don't make it, but we appreciate you guys that do tune in. Let's get to a topic. I know we got something.
No, yeah, we definitely do. So I mean, you was talking about fucking and that ugly face and shit.
Good segue.
It just made me think about. How long, you know, when you first get with someone and you guys are fucking, how long before you can get real nasty? Like, or is it first night?
Immediately.
Hold on. I know you. We all know what you're going to say. Dog nasty.
Immediately.
But for everyone else, how long before, like, really? Because, like...
Would you consider eating booty hole? Because, I mean, French Reggie eats booty hole first night.
That's third. That's nice. That is nasty.
That's getting down and dirty.
Third is nasty.
That's letting her... As soon as you touch your tongue to her ass, she lets you know... I mean, your parameters are where you can go.
Right.
She's like, this nigga's wide open.
Yeah, he's a...
Like, he's a...
Thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Who wants to go first?
No. I'm just saying, like, just real... For reference, you know, there was a video... that Beyonce had posted in the Slack room of a ad on Pornhub, and it was some nasty shit. You know, what I mean, like she squirted and this nigga flipped her over and put her face on the table.
No, that video was the shit.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
That's the other day.
And he put her face in the pillow. Yeah, I mean not on a pillow, but on the table and made her slurp it up. And then she you know, snowballed that shit into his face.
Right.
Yeah, it was, and then her ass was, he made her ass gape.
Like this glass. Her asshole was like this big right here.
The bottom of the glass.
I don't know. Maybe the bottom. It was big though.
I got you. Yeah.
And I mean, and it just made me think, like, how long, like, in a relationship do you have to be together before you can get to the, like that? Or is it just off, is that just porn shit?
I think.
That's just porn
personally,
shit.
Personally, I feel like that you have to be, like, monogamous. You have to get to that point. Like, I don't think you can just be dating and you got other dudes that you're fucking and you're letting a dude do this to you. Because if you do that, you a nasty bitch.
If you let everybody talk to you like that.
If you're dating me and you're dating another dude and you let another dude do that to you while you're dating me too, you a nasty bitch. If you're sucking his cum up off the table.
I think that was her squirt.
Oh, yeah, you're right. If you're sucking your squirt off the table and spitting in his face, that, you need to be with that dude. That's fucking.
But
yeah,
she already did it with you first.
Well, then you need to be with me.
That's funny you said that because, like, the girls that, like, I've done, like, some, like, the probably the most freakiest shit with, they weren't my girls.
It's so,
like,
how long were you fucking before you got to the freakiest ever part?
Like, probably about, I don't know, probably about, like, the fourth time.
Hang on.
Fifth time.
What do you mean by the freakiest shit? Because we don't know what you do, French Reggie.
Well, you licked booty on the third, so on the fourth, what was you really doing?
That's just
doing?
Nasty.
Let's talk about, like, eating ass.
Let's talk about something new.
You said on the fourth. So by the fourth, you didn't step your game up, like, to something else. Right. What is on fuck four? I mean, because licking
ass. I'm talking about, like, just kinky shit, like, from slapping.
I'll slap a bitch on the first.
You slap a bitch on the first fuck?
Yes.
Where? Yes. In the face or the ass? Like
face.
Oh, okay.
It depends. Like, I mean, because see, I'm an aggressive person. So I feel like she already knew that.
Really? Oh, okay. I mean, this is the first time you guys fucked. How did she know that?
You already knew that. You already knew that.
Because what I was trying to say is pretty much is like most girls that I've met, I can't speak for all women, they tend to do freakier shit with dudes that's not their boyfriends. And with their boyfriend.
You know,
the girls I've met. Like, there's girls I've met. And when it's with that boyfriend, they tend to keep it more like generic and classic, I guess.
They're trying to fit a role.
I mean, that's what I'm saying with the girls I've met, they've been more open to really let the fuck nigga fuck them however they want, but their boyfriend wanted a certain way from their boyfriend.
What were you talking about? Were you talking about fucking hard or were you talking about some crazy shit?
Just crazy shit.
I don't think that, in my opinion, I don't think women are just letting any nigga do crazy shit to them.
It doesn't have to be any nigga, but let their
dude do some crazy shit, but they're not going to just let just any casual fuck.
You see, I don't know. With the boyfriends, they tend to not want that type of sex from their boyfriend.
It's not that they don't want that type of sex. They don't want to show that side
to their boyfriend. But the dude that they're just fucking tonight, they don't mind going. That's what I've been saying.
Depending upon the incident, say, like, if it's a threesome or something like that.
No, threesome is different.
Okay.
Threesome is different because there's an idea that you might like her more or she riding your dick and she's like, like you're destroying her.
Yeah.
And your girl's like, well, goddamn. So is this bitch gonna try to get with him later? Like, on the side?
Did you have a moment you said when you went to the swinger party? Like the girl didn't want to have sex with you a certain way. She only wanted to have sex with that dude a certain way because y'all were dating.
O-Dub's girl got fucked by a dude. He put his belt around her neck.
But she didn't want that from O-Dub.
No, it's not that she didn't want it from him. He didn't know he could do that with her.
Oh, okay.
This white dude
took her to another level in front of that nigga.
And you find out, like, somebody asked me a question.
See, that would be some crazy shit.
Somebody asked me a question over the course of a weekend, asked me some similar shit to this. Like, would you do this with your girl if she wanted to, you know, let's say go to a swingers or whatever? I'm like, shit, if you can't do it with your motherfucker girl, who can you do it with? I said, because if she came to you and she asked you to do it, then, you know what I'm saying? If you don't do it, nigga, it's already in her mind. She going to do it with somebody.
No, she's not. Why do you think this way?
Let me say this.
I can't co-sign with him. I can't co-sign.
No, do you really believe in what he's saying?
Let me say this.
And that's what I mean. I mean, I'm not saying it just out of... Just, you know, I have to choose the opposite. No, I typically don't co-sign with Jay Smooth.
Okay. Let me say this, J-Mac. Let me say this. I give you motherfuckers the secret sauce, right? The thing about it is this. Women have always, for many, many years, they come to men and they tell you when a relationship is fucked up and they tell you shit that they want. And you can decide if you want to go there or not. what happens is most women don't go to their men, you know what I'm saying, and tell them or ask them, say, hey, we can do this for the fear of, one, how they're going to be judged by their man, right. Especially if it's something that's introduced much later on. So to your point, French Reggie, it's a lot of women out there that would do it with somebody that's outside of their motherfucking relationship, because when you're in a fucking relationship, like, where the fuck you get this shit from? How long this shit been going on? Nigga, some of them think just like we think. Them motherfuckers want to be pleased in different kind of ways as well. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I want a motherfucker to give it to me, just, bitch, bring it to me, all of it in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes as men, we don't always get a second fucking shot. You know what I'm saying? If your dick don't get hard, that first motherfucker go around, you ain't guaranteed that you're going to get a second time.
So you go 0 to 100 first time every night.
Hey, nigga, I would go, hey, J-Mac, I'm telling you, I had one of my last fucking episodes, I had a motherfucking Dominican, bro. That motherfucker came up to my house, nigga, the first motherfucking night. First right. motherfucking night. And we had been talking on the phone.
Sure.
She came over. She sat on the couch, put my dick in her mouth.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's not crazy. But I'm right. just saying, like, nigga, she walk in the door, sit down. Hey, oh.
Okay.
Hey, oh. You know what I'm saying? She say, really, nigga?
Time out.
That's what
time
we doing?
Time out. Are you going to get to some freaky shit?
Yeah, like. But I'm just saying. But I'm just like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And we did all kind of shit.
Nah, that's not.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not but
see,
work for
look,
me.
What
that's
I'm saying is, J-Mac,
you did all kind of shit. Like what?
I like shit. I like when I can get a motherfucker just to do some just.
Did
take him out of their comfort zone.
Did she had that thick flim.
Let me say this, J-Mac. First of all,
that's
I'm not
fucking.
Let me say this. Bitch, you ain't about to. I'm not fucking with no chick. She about to squirt, slurp that shit up, spit in my face. And no, I'm not fucking with you. No, we not doing that. And you ain't about to suck my nut.
Yeah, you can spit in my face.
You
if
not
I'm
about
at
to.
It.
No, you not about to suck my nut out my dick and spit that shit on me. No.
Spit it on you where?
Nigga,
spit on your dick.
In my face.
Back on your
well, you
dick.
Can spit it back on my dick, but nigga, yeah. not on my face.
They don't spit it back on your face.
But you know, you might have some motherfuckers be like,
nah, right? they spit that back on
okay,
your dick.
Okay, spit on
they
your face or in your mouth.
Nigga,
doing,
mouth, whatever.
Make
nigga,
up your
hell,
motherfucking
no.
mind.
Whatever,
nigga.
Nigga, in the face, period. Nigga, you
I don't
ain't
think
spit
you've
that shit.
Ever
you can spit on my chest. You can spit on my chest.
Spit on your face.
Motherfuckers do all kind of shit, nigga.
You one of them bitches, huh?
Yeah, I be that bitch. Nigga, look.
Anywhere but the face.
Yeah.
No, not in my face.
Bitch, I gotta go shower. Nah.
Not in my face.
Mm-mm.
Anything that
on my tits, on my tits, bitch. If you let me come on your tits, let me come on your face. What the fuck?
Anything that I'd be willing to do, I'd be willing to do with my wife.
Sounds.
There are things that I would not be willing to do, but anything that I would be willing to do, I'd be willing to do my wife, not just some side chick, not just some random chick. Anything that my nasty ass would do, I'd be willing to do with my wife. That doesn't make sense to you?
Yeah.
I think all of us agree.
Well,
with
no,
that.
You're saying
no, J-Mac. Hold on. J-Mac is still in thought. J-Mac.
No, but French Reggie, you started this all saying that the chances of you doing something like wild is with a random.
That's the women I've met.
And what I'm saying is, anything that I would be willing to do, I would do it. That I'd be willing.
Oh,
to do
Oh, you'd
it with
rather
my wife.
Just do it with your wife and not a random chick.
It's not rather anything that okay. I'd be willing to do, I would do with my wife. I'm not going to judge her or feel. Fucked up okay. about it or crazy about it. I'd be willing to do it with my wife is what I'm saying.
Alright,
J-Mac,
what up?
You was about to say something because we diverted and went to French, but you had
no,
a little
I,
bit.
I had to digest what he said because yep. it was one of those, you know, change your friends or change your friends type shit to me.
I mean
a little bit because you said I didn't. Well,
no.
to me
what
it
I'm
was
saying
it was
is,
almost inception like I had to get down like the layers of it, you know what I mean, as far as what you were saying. But I get it now.
Okay, so here's the comments. They were agreeing with Jay Smooth saying, that's slick true. You try something and a nigga be giving you the side eye. Like, where'd you learn that? Do y'all believe that?
Like, when you try that? What? Hold on.
Insecure
hold on.
Niggas.
How long you, when you trying this, you break out some new shit, how far along in the game?
No, how effective are you at it? If you're really good at it, I'm like, damn, when did you practice this?
Right,
If you're just like trying, it's like, it's kind of awkward. You know what I'm saying? So, women, if you really want to get us, do some awkward shit. Don't do it perfect.
Right. Don't come in like you didn't, you know, been practicing. You know what I mean?
But even still, but J-Mac, even
stop y'all though?
Even
stop y'all
what?
Stop when she what? When she does it perfectly, like it
like
makes
for
you,
the first time after like what 5 years?
And now she doing some shit.
Oh, okay. After 5 years was doing it now I'm talking about just like you
she
know,
came
now.
In with some.
But
new,
see. But see, this be the problem. Go ahead, be honest. Finish your point.
No, he's saying she come in with a new trick and it's perfect. Like, she does it to the T. Yeah. Exactly how it's supposed to be done.
Especially if y'all been fucking for a while.
Throw
yeah,
that
yeah,
ass
yeah.
in
she
a circle. She making perfect
somewhere.
Circles.
Yeah.
but what happens is, for the most part, friends, like we said this on previous shows, that, you know, men, for whatever reason, right, a lot of men don't want their wives to be just slick fucking nasty with it like that. Do all that dirty.
Not before them.
Huh?
Or you mean, or with them?
With them, nigga. If you lived a long time, if you lived a little bit, right? If you lived a little bit, right? You know, there's some women, you know what I'm saying, that have motherfucking, that fuck. Everybody ain't a virgin that you meet. You know what I'm saying? They done fucked some motherfucker. They done did some dog and shit. You know, but the thing about it is, for whatever reason, men get with a motherfucking chick and they be want to girl them up, wife them up, and they be like this. Nigga, you got to accept your wife for who she is or your girl who she is. And if the motherfucker is freaky, you got to figure them out early on versus later on. And that way you motherfucking know. But what happens is, niggas don't want to admit. Niggas don't want to motherfucking admit that their motherfucking girl is just motherfucking downright nasty and shit. Fuck that. I need to know. That's why I put you through obstacles early on to just see how nasty you are. You know what I'm saying? Versus later on, I found out, damn, you been nasty. I've been missing out. I don't want to miss out. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. You know what I'm saying? What you think, B?
I don't know. I've lost.
I'm just saying, man, you know what I'm saying? Earlier, I was just talking about, you know, niggas want to wife motherfuckers up or girlfriend them up and don't think that they have those same thoughts that we have as men.
Why is that the argument? Of course they do. That's not the argument I'm saying.
But you said that, say, motherfucker said, J-Mac was saying early on, you know what I'm saying? You want to do that? Like, before you? Nigga, well, everybody that get with you, you know what I'm saying? They ain't motherfucking a virgin. They didn't fuck before and they didn't did some tricks.
No, but I think he was saying while they've been fucking for a long time and out of nowhere, she comes out with this new move.
Yeah, he's saying so like if y'all been in a relationship for a long time.
And then out of nowhere, she come out with this new trick that she never did before.
Nigga, she has always had before for whatever reason, she couldn't motherfucking bring it to the guy.
She not.
If y'all been fucking for five years. And then
because women know men, right?
No, women know men.
And some men are very fucking insecure. Niggas be tracking them when they leave work.
So she would never bring it out.
Yeah, no.
She would never bring it out.
And they'd be scared to bring it out because they'd be like,
no, it's no way possible you fuck somebody for 5 years. As many times as you fucking 5 years, she never hinted on it, got a little close to it.
Nigga,
it's
motherfuckers that been in a relationship with niggas over 10 years. They wind up getting shot and killed and they know their husband or the wife had it in them to kill them. You know what I'm saying?
That's not the same.
That doesn't, yeah.
Nigga get mad after 10 years. That's not the same thing. It's been building up his anger for 8 years. Like, in the last two, he was planning on when he was going to kill her. That is not the same thing as somebody hiding.
She's like, motherfucker, fucking like Miss Celia on Color Purple. She's just laying on her back, Mr. just fucking her. And then after 5 years, now Miss Celia turned right, nigga, toot this mother, nigga, get it, nigga, here it is, doing that. No, you got a motherfucker, put him in that compromising situation to just see what they gonna do.
I don't understand what the argument is.
No, I'm just saying, you gotta find out early on. A nigga, I'd be mad if she coming out 5 years later.
That's what he's saying.
And showing up.
That's what we were saying.
Like, that's what he's saying.
That's when I was answering the person who said that we give them the side eye. It's not that we give y'all the side eye because y'all try some new shit. It's that y'all be really proficient at it. Like, you been practicing it somewhere. That's all.
Yeah.
The next person said, when you've been in a relationship a long time, sometimes it's easy to stay in the same old role and not take on a different side of your persona. I get it, but...
5 years.
A long time. I mean, me and my wife been together 14 years or something, 15 years.
It depends on a relationship, though. You know what I'm saying?
How does that depend on a relationship?
Some people take on the same old role. So, meaning that from what I've gathered and just reading into it, like, it seemed like it's boring, right?
Well, not necessarily boring. It's just you get in a routine and you don't want
to spruce it up.
That's not the argument. Are you listening to any of the questions? Yeah. That's not the argument.
The argument is not because...
She said, I guess you get the same role and you just get content. And you just, fuck me doggy style.
No, what she's saying is that sometimes you get into a relationship where it's the same old role because, you know, you're comfortable and everything is safe. So then to come out and do something odd or different, you might shy away from it because you don't want to seem like, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to break that persona.
Fuck that. Let me hang you from the ceiling.
Right.
It's hard that you've always had this in you. You're just a natural. Is that what it is? And you're just breaking this out after you because you're just now getting comfortable to pop that thing.
Kit says, just so you know, some of the shit he want to do, I ain't doing. All right. Jimmy Mack has, who else was at the table? Y'all heard the admission of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's on and popping. We just got to find
the right one.
The right time.
Yeah, the right one. Costa Rica, somewhere outside the country where nobody will, you know, knows her.
Jeffrey said, keyword is some. Hey, that's all I'm talking about, Jeffrey. You see what I see. The silver lining. What else we got here? All you need is a good safe word. Oklahoma would be the safe word. That's too long.
This motherfucker.
Oklahoma's too long.
Motherfucker been watching. Paid Manning. Oklahoma. Fuck that.
It's Omaha.
I don't mind her being nasty, but don't redline the engine. That's what Jeffrey said. I guess he feels like you. You don't want to be nasty up front.
Up front.
7 days.
You gotta blend it in. But see, this is the thing. You're blending. It's just like a fade. It's like a nice fade. You can't have it real bald at the bottom right, and then all of a sudden that line come in is real thick. You know what I mean?
It's gotta blend.
You gotta have a blender. You gotta blend it better. So if you
I don't know if I want my wife's pubic hair faded.
You gotta bring. I think that'd be all right.
Faded?
I mean, who doing it? I don't know. You know,
I don't know anybody doing it, right?
Yeah.
Like, she got a kid and play pussy. Like,
I don't want the nigga down at the barbershop tightening that shit up.
I need to find out early on. Damn, Dad, bring it to me.
How? I mean, I get it early on, but at the same time, how early on? Because again, just like Deanna said, if you're doing this with everybody. No, thank you.
But the thing about it is everybody wants to think that they're special. But the thing about it is this, right? You know, women get with guys get with women, and sometimes you don't have that sexual compatibility, right? Some motherfuckers might not be able to have.
What the hell are you? That's not what we're talking about.
You said J-Mac is talking about in the beginning. He said with everybody, she might want to be herself, and motherfucker might not know how to handle that.
Right, but you run into the first time at a swinger club.
Nigga, shit, hey. We ain't gonna be the first time.
Any woman that's comfortable going to swinger club with you on the first date, I don't know that you can handle her. I know you, Jay Smooth. I don't think you can handle her.
Not the first motherfucking date.
No,
I'm saying.
You said bring it the first time. A woman that's willing to.
We ain't fucking at the swingers the first time.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
Some bullshit. I take that back.
Hold on, J-Mac. Let me back up.
Let me back up. You're not comfortable with that chick.
No, hold on. Let me back up. I've had some chicks that I wanted them to take me to the swingers club on the first time, honestly, because I wanted to fuck them. And I say, put me in an environment so I can just fuck you and then get an opportunity to fuck somebody else as well.
That's your fantasy. If the shit really happened, she's too much for you.
Honestly, be honest, when I went to the swings club, I didn't know what my mindset would be because people always say how they would be until they put in a situation. When I was put in a situation, nigga, I truly thought I was at an adult playground.
But you was hanging with that. You was already hanging with her. That wasn't...
Nigga, I tell motherfuckers like this.
You keep changing the subject.
Be honest, I lost my mind. Don't take me to the swings club because I don't know how to act. I don't know how to act.
All right, Mari says, just don't let a nigga tape your mouth shut or put a ball gag in. On the first fuck, tape your mouth shut. God damn. I don't think I would ever tape my wife's mouth shut, even now. Like, that's some weird shit.
I think you could probably.
What if she let you fuck in the ass in the first night?
Yeah.
That's becoming normal now.
So when's the last time you ass fuck somebody?
It's never been abnormal. I think that
the last time I had sex.
No,
that's listen, how you listen, fuck somebody listen. In the ass, nigga. Shit,
I haven't really done anal like that.
What does that mean? I haven't really done.
Would
you mind turning the mic? So
yeah, I attempted to one time, and then it was.
So you've only tried it one time ever?
Anal.
Time out though. See, so, this is what fucks me up with French Reggie.
Why?
Do you know what you just said?
You said it becomes the norm.
That's norm now, nigga. But you've never
done it.
Yeah, I haven't done it. But people be fucking in the ass like it's regular.
Oh, really?
So your homeboys or your homegirls tell you that they be fucking in the ass.
Yeah, I know people that fucking ass.
So your homegirls, is it the girls or the guys?
Both.
So you meet a chick and she's like, yeah, I like to get fucked in the ass. You don't take it upon yourself to be like, well, shit, I never really got to fuck nobody in the ass. You like it. I think we should at least... at once, let me pound that ass.
I just, like I said, I tried it one time and it was throwing me off because it was hard to get into, and I just went back to the pussy because and called it a day.
So it was hard to get into. Was she stopping you?
Whose idea was it?
We were talking about trying it and then we decided to try it. It wasn't like
you were having sex already. You're like, hey, you know what we should try?
We were casually having sex.
So you were
one
still
time,
fucking like, you know what we should try?
One time I was like, hey, we should try anal one time.
I was thinking the same thing. I think you should put it in my ass. That's what she said.
Who brought it up? Nigga, y'all didn't simultaneously be like,
same time. Same.
Well, she brought it up. Yeah, she brought it up. She wanted
to get fucked in the ass,
and then she then decided not to, or you decided not to.
Right. It was just throwing me off because I was getting soft because I was struggling to put it in the ass. So I just went back to the pussy.
They in the room already getting him. So you went back to the pussy?
Yeah.
Listen, no, before we even get to that point, before we get to your hygienic fucking faux pas, let me just ask you this.
What does faux pas mean?
So when you are trying to put it in the ass, is she saying stop? Is she saying no, it's too big? Is she saying no, that's not going to work? Or was it you that tapped out?
You want to know your dick size.
So she wasn't tripping. She wanted, I mean, she didn't have any objection to anything that was going on.
I don't believe this story.
I mean, we was laughing because of the fact I was struggling. So it was like, I went back to just fucking.
Hey, look,
It wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't making a break
for
her.
It wasn't that big of a deal. Don't feel embarrassed because, I mean, it happens to the best of us.
What happens?
I don't fuck bras in the ass. Yeah. I have done it, but it just takes too much to put them in the ass.
It was just too much for me.
And then you just be like,
So let me, hold on.
I need to change. I need to reiterate. The hardness of the cum that she's gonna get if you fuck her. Have you ever seen a pussy turn inside out? Like,
yeah, that motherfucker be. That shit is ugly too.
Have you ever seen her try to push so hard when she's coming that a pussy almost comes out and you see like her cervix? Have you ever seen a vagina
that shit like
inside
like,
out?
It's like cauliflower. No. Cauliflower vagina.
That's that shit.
If you ever seen cauliflower ear, it's like cauliflower vagina.
What were you about to say, Mac?
Like a monkey.
But it's the thing about it is it's. You guys are, I was going to ask Smooth, he's talking about the same shit. So do you know a girl that's like, I like getting fucked in the ass?
I know a lot of chicks that like fucking
okay,
fucked in
so
ass.
Have you ever tried to fucking them in the ass?
I have tried to fuck them in the ass.
And even though they like it, it was too hard for you to fuck them in the ass?
It's still too hard for me to fuck them in the ass.
I think what it is, you guys have this, you guys are like afraid or something. I think you're going to hurt them.
I can say I was.
But she didn't tell you to stop, so you wasn't hurting.
That's not me, J-Mac. That's not me.
He had a bad experience. He had doodoo crumbs in the bed.
So my thought process, I quiver and quit. Shit with motherfucker is shit, blood, shit like that. I don't even like fucking around with motherfucker like that. And
what about thick phlegm?
I told you about that time when I had stuck my finger in that chick booty hole and I thought I was playing with an organ, nigga. It was a turd I was flicking in that motherfucker.
What if she got that shit coming out of her throat like she got a cold?
I'm not fucking with a nigga.
And it's just real thick, sloppy toppy.
I ain't never heard a nigga like, my dick is too big to fuck this girl on her ass. I'm gonna stop. Ain't nobody ever said that shit.
Even though she wants to get fucked in the ass. I seen Shucky Little Shorty fucking Mac fucking fuck with his what? This nigga dick looked like a fucking eggplant. And I just seen him stick it in bitches' asses. And these bitches took it in the ass. So, I think it's possible.
Well, shit, motherfucker, unless I open that bitch with a shoehorn at first.
But the thing about it is,
I'm not.
Stinking said shoehorn.
You don't have to just go straight.
I didn't try to, J-Mac. I done spit on the motherfucker, did all that shit. It just takes too much to me.
I like a quick process, man. Like, enter, and then I can get to go.
I bust through a chick vag wall first and dry and fuck it till it's wet versus fuck an asshole but dry to get wet.
I don't even know why I started this because French Reggie is the motherfucker that said it take 3 days to fuck an Asian.
Right.
So in the pussy.
What?
In the pussy. So
it took me 3 days to fuck this girl.
Nigga, you was like a dog, nigga? You stayed at that one position?
I tried everything. It was just hard. Like, she just couldn't take it.
You had the condom on or off?
Condom, always, man.
Oh, okay.
My thing is that, I mean, if this nigga is having that much trouble with pussy, I can only imagine.
First day.
I get it, French Reggie.
That first time with that girl, I will never forget that.
First day, you got an elephant
dick. I just had to finger her. And I had to like open it up, like
French Reggie, you're so impressive.
French gonna call his sister. Will you tell him how big my dick is?
No, you're an asshole.
What? Why you say that?
You say you'll fuck a pussy wet, like it's dry.
No, I am. I said I have. And that motherfucker say, motherfucker say I ain't wet. I'm like, it's okay, it'll get wet in a minute. But I'm saying I'd rather do that
like than dry,
dry. A dry ass and try to get a dry ass wet. Like,
one of those suck.
Fuck it, I'm gonna just push through. Fuck that, nigga. Sometimes I ain't trying to warm. It's gonna get warm.
That's ignorant.
See, and that's the shit that they're gonna be like, fuck Jay Spoo. Fucks
him. I mean, it happens like
he
that.
Fucks with so, me. So it what hurts you say?
So what I'm saying.
Friction's too much.
So neither one of you niggas have ever fucked a motherfucker like that. They pussy dry, you stick your dick in still.
No.
You motherfuckers kill me.
Because you tend to do foreplay before you fuck, right?
Hold up. Let me get out of the boat before you start talking about foreplay, nigga, because I think my foreplay.
Jesus said, get out the boat and come walk on the water, Jay, man.
You're eating ass early. Quick. So let me ask you this, French Reggie. So, because you're a single dude, do you eat the pussy every time?
Not every girl.
Yeah, I mean, you said how much you love eating pussy.
I love
you
it, but
you
I'm
love
not gonna
eating
eat
pussy.
Every-
hey, just,
okay, I do. Friend, I love
out,
it. I
out,
love
time
it.
Out, though. Time out. Then my next question is: what is the reason why you don't eat? I mean, if you eat it sometimes on the first time because you love it, Yeah. What prevents you from eating it those other times? And, because you still love it, right?
He ain't brush your teeth.
Why? Is it your breath or is it their breath?
No, it's more either because how I got to fucking her or we haven't took a shower yet or some shit like that. And we just
so you only like fresh out the shower. So you only eat pussy fresh out the shower.
I like to eat pussy when I know she just got it clean.
Where's Odell? That nigga eats a gym pussy.
He loves gym pussy. Yeah, I was just thinking about that dude, man. I was like, man, Odell need to come on the show,
if
man.
I know she took a shower, came over to the crib, she's getting a pussy.
Nigga, fuck
she
that.
Took
I'm
a shower
not,
before
I'm not about to eat no pussy that's got fuzz in or possible tissue.
But if I never really, like, this is my first time fucking this girl, and I just met her, and then I ended up smashing that night, I'm not going to eat her pussy.
So, but if you've known her.
If I've known her, and then I've worked my way to get to fuck her, I'm eating her pussy.
I personally 90+% of the time.
This nigga said he eats pussy based off of how well they've known each other before they fuck.
Right. No, like the process it took me, like if I had to flirt my way, date my way, and then fuck, I'm eating her pussy.
Oh, what makes that pussy?
It's just I'm going all in now.
Because she made it.
I put a lot of work in, so I'm gonna satisfy the work I put in.
But if it's too easy, you like fuck it.
But if it's so easy, like if I just got it, like, hey, we met at the bars, flirted a little bit. Hey, I'm trying to fuck tonight. Even though those things happened to me only a few occasions.
Ah, we don't need all that.
I'm just going straight to fucking. I'm not going to eat her pussy. So, we're going to kiss a little bit and then fuck.
So it's kind of, that gets back to my original point, is that it takes a while before you fucking get to the real freaky nasty shit. How long is that for you? Because I know you, so first night you don't eat pussy because I just met you. How fast though?
He get the third day he's eating ass.
Third fuck. That's true.
He won't eat pussy the first day, but third night he's fucking. Personally,
no, he eating ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's eating ass. Personally, I don't like a soap smelling pussy.
Shit.
I don't like
that. Nah.
That's the. Ooh,
I don't like
it. It gives you that little sour smell, that little sour taste. When you go eat the pussy away.
I don't know about sour.
The soap.
I'm hoping they wash the soap off.
The taste of the soap.
I don't like it to be like. I know Jamie Mack likes.
Are you familiar with that?
Well, no, I'd have no idea what he's talking about.
Are you familiar with the sour?
You never taste the soap?
No, I don't know about sour, nigga. I said clean
grown
pussy.
Bitches, grown bushes, bitches.
Yeah,
but
if a motherfucker got a sour taste up pussy,
he just threw me off, nigga.
Tasting the soap.
That's an STD. If she got a sour taste, nigga, that's an STD.
I know English ain't his first choice.
It's the taste of the soap.
So maybe he doesn't mean sour.
To me, it feels sour.
Nigga, soap.
Are you sure that's soap?
Nigga, soap ain't. I had soap in my mouth. I had soap in my mouth, put in my mouth before, nigga. They ain't never taste sour. Nigga, I'm like,
sour is the wrong word.
Probably sour is the wrong word, but no, it's just the taste of the soap.
It's
I was talking about smell. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the taste of the
taste
soap.
Of sour.
Taste sour. Nigga,
I don't mind it smelling like
nigga,
the soap.
If it tastes sour after the shower,
you might need to get an instant STD test. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
But you know, French is fucking with them.
If it tastes anything other than fresh.
It's piss and all that.
Did she go pee for
young motherfucker? They had piss.
I was really talking about the taste of the soap.
Are you sure that's soap, my nigga? I'm gonna get
some soap in the break. I'm gonna let you taste soap.
I guess it's not sour is the word, but it's just the taste of the soap.
Are you sure it's not pee though?
No, it's not pee. It's just the taste of the soap.
Are you sure it's not fermenting?
It's the taste of the soap. It's the taste of the soap.
Mold?
It's the taste of the soap.
Nigga, she got yeast infection.
It's the taste of the soap.
Minus that.
That's weird, man.
All right,
question the nonsense.
Yeah,
we
sure do. Yeah,
are we gonna do that with off the air?
No, you know the I mean, it's up to you, man. I mean,
it don't matter.
Motherfuckers like to see it.
We can do it.
All right. So, what's better than us coming up with questions?
French Reggie, motherfucker, talking about pussy tastes like sourness,
like Sour Patch Kids,
sour no yeast.
This nigga here, boy.
See, and this nigga
he does it to himself.
Wait, hold up though. Look at his eye.
Look at his face.
I don't take it personal.
Right.
I don't take it personal.
The only problem I have with it is like
them niggas don't know what pussy tastes like. Do they, French?
No, it's not that. It's just
they
like
don't know.
They keep capitalizing off of it. Like, okay, you can make the joke.
Some dumb shit.
Yeah, you can make the joke, but move on. After you make the joke, move on.
Listen. You say move on, that's it. How do you stop making jokes about a nigga FaceTiming another naked nigga? Oh,
wait.
How do you ever stop making that joke?
How do you just slow down right away when a nigga said that he loves fresh out the shower sour pussy? Or no, he don't like fresh out the shower sour pussy.
It's the taste of the soap.
Nobody fucking knows but you, nigga, about fresh out the shower sour pussy.
Question or not?
All right, nigga.
Yeah, Fred.
All right, first question. If your best friend got bit by a snake that was poisonous on the dick, would you suck the venom out to save their life?
His best friend?
Yeah, best friend.
We talking about a life?
Life. Rattlesnake.
So the way to get it out is by sucking his dick.
Yeah, you gotta suck the venom out. You gotta suck the poison out.
So you suck. Don't I mean I get the venom now?
Because I'm sucking. No, you spit it out. You don't swallow.
Your bloodstream.
You're a swallower.
So like on Grape.
He gonna suck his best friend dick and swallow.
Is it gonna be in my stomach?
He gonna be like,
I'm talking to you. I'm asking a simple ass question. He like, yo, this is sour.
Oh, Rod Stewart ass nigga.
This is sour poison.
Best friend?
This nigga just got out the shower and it's sour?
This nigga siphoned the dick and just swallow.
He got that fresh out the shower sour dick.
French, go ahead. You gonna suck the poison out the dick, French?
Yeah, I'm not gonna let my best friend die.
It's a pussy snake.
Yeah.
My nigga, anywhere anywhere the dick is bit, you're sucking. I mean, because I think I would feel like...
No, I thought we're not sucking the dick. We're just sucking the venom out.
You got to... What the venom's in the...
it's in the dick,
since
man.
Since we're in the live, there's a visual. I'm going to do the visual.
Okay.
Sucking the dick
Use your mic. Use your mic.
Don't put your mouth in the mic, man.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm using my thumb.
So show us what you're going to do.
Sucking the dick is like... But sucking the venom out is more like sucking it out.
Hold on, your best friend has a really skinny dick. I just want to say that.
That's to my point, right? Because you did two different things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The one is actually
sucking.
No. One you have from the side, like you sucking the shaft.
Yeah.
And you know, like a log or something. You know what I mean? You gonna
like
grip
the
it.
Spot where the venom is.
Right.
At.
What if the spot is the tip of the fucking head?
Snake bit right by the eye.
Right, this nigga got like a fucking upside down fucking jack-o'-lantern on his fucking tip of his dick, and you got to suck that. Like, does it matter? Are you only shaft sucking?
You're talking about life, French Reggie.
Yeah. I'm not gonna let him die. But I'm not gonna let him.
You're gonna hit the tip.
Obviously, if I'm not gonna let him die.
You don't want to say it though. It's not that obvious. It's hard because you don't even want to say it. I mean, this is a hypothetical friend's life you're saving here, and you still don't want to say you would suck the tip.
Yeah, by any means.
Okay. All right. What about you guys?
It's a tough one, man. I mean, honest. I don't want nobody to die, but God damn. Like, you could have got bit. Why is your dick out in the jungle?
Only Jay Smooth.
Okay. So, does it matter, like, how many people are hiking with y'all? Like, if it's in a group or if it's just you two?
No, if it's a girl, why can't she suck it out?
No. Say if it's not a girl. Say it's just four guys.
No. Hey, look. We all got to suck one time.
You got to get one puff.
Everybody.
Puff, pass.
Everybody got to get one.
You go puff, pass.
Yeah, if you with the crew, the whole crew got to get in.
Everybody. There's no way we're leaving here.
So what happens in the woods? Stay in the woods?
Yes. Yes. We never talk about that ever again.
What if it's not unanimous, though?
Nah. The nigga that's
anti-unanimous gotta die, or you gonna...
Why is your dick out in the jungle?
He would piss, right?
Oh, okay.
He was taking a piss, and he fucking...
Rattlesnake, pow!
Hit that motherfucker.
That's tough, man. That's tough, because you don't want your best friend to die, but goddamn, of all the things that get bit in...
Yeah. All the places on your body get bit. Yeah. Nigga on a dick?
In Walking Dead, they just cut the arm off so it wouldn't get to the... Can we cut his dick off?
Oh yeah, that'll be the first option.
Because
you can tie that back.
Is that real though?
But then he gonna suck. Then he gonna suck for the rest of his life.
Stitches.
Yeah, stitches.
I think he means stitches.
He said tie it back.
But you gotta have an ice pack. You put that motherfucker in your tumbler. You gotta put it in your tumbler cup. It holds it for about 24 hours. Hey, what's the new tumbler?
Yeti.
Put it in your Yeti cup.
This motherfucker ice cold still.
I'm sorry.
Gotta go.
Listen,
homophobic?
Listen, bro. I'm not jumping in quicksand to save you neither. If you're in quicksand, I'm gonna do my best to help you out.
Yeah, because quicksand, you'll die too.
Exactly.
Some fucking friend, Jay.
If I have to almost die to save you,
I think there's just certain things. I'm a believer in signs. And if there's no female to suck your dick and you get bit in the dick,
supposed to happen?
God's calling you. Yeah, he's trying to tell you something. It's time to go. You know what I mean? You probably was a dog ass nigga.
Right.
You know what I mean? And this is pittance. Instead of in Cali, you know what I mean? You know, in America, instead of motherfuckers turning to go, you just get bit in the dick with your
homeboys. What if it was your dad?
Nah, dad, you lived a long life, bro. I don't even think my dad would, if he would let me, if he's like, yeah, suck it out, son.
No, everybody says they're about to die.
You don't love me. If you want me to suck your dick,
French Reggie, you sucking the poison out your dad's dick? Oh, he's sucking a friend.
No, not right now, he ain't.
Oh, if he's sucking a friend, then he's sucking a dad dick.
No, they're beefing right now.
Not after what I heard.
Yeah, roast beef.
He just demonstrated sucking a nigga dick. So
Jace, will you suck your dad's dick to get his poison?
Dad, hey, you ain't really do much for me, dog.
What about your stepdad?
Hey, he already gone, so hey.
What? Okay. Does it matter how far, the size? Does that play any effect to it?
Why are you a size queen?
No, I'm just saying. I'm asking.
So now you're going to be dreaming about dicks tonight. You're going to have a big dick chasing you tonight in your dream.
So like it makes it less gayer if it's a smaller dick?
I'm just asking you guys. Does it matter? You guys are first off the ones that are putting dicks in your mouth. Let's just be clear.
I didn't say I was going to put a dick in my mouth.
French was the only one so far
I'm asking,
I said put a dick
I'm
in
asking
my
you motherfuckers, does it matter? Like if this motherfucking shit is really little where you got to get really up on it.
So J-Mac, you going to let
like you. It's not like you can just hit the spot. Like you so, probably, so you got to put the whole dick in your mouth.
So Jimmy, you rather have a big dick to suck.
I'm asking y'all niggas, man. So I'm not sucking. I told y'all niggas gonna die.
So think about this. So you gonna let the nigga suffer where you cut the B said chop the dick off, right? That nigga just all nuts.
If he agrees to
let him die,
if he gonna die anyway,
because he ain't gonna be able to get no pussy with nuts.
I would do that. If you say, hey, just cut me, Mickey, I'd chop it for you.
Or just cut, like bleed him. Cut him. And then squeeze it out.
No, I'm not squeezing.
Like a pimple.
Yeah, not doing that.
Fuck that. But he said, "Hey, you got to cut it back because he got bit right before the ball, so you got to cut it right there at the nuts." All right, that's fucked up.
All right, so this is another one. This is a good one. I really like this one. So there's a big lotto jackpot, and you think it would be a good idea to take a chance. So you and a friend decide to buy tickets. You buy the tickets on Monday. Friend puts in 50. You take 50 from a joint account with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Y'all break up on Wednesday. And you hit the lotto Friday. Now, he or she wants half. What do you do?
No way possible.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean no way possible? What part is no way?
She's not getting any of that money.
She didn't take the 50.
It was out of your fucking joint account.
Yeah, but it was my 50. Yeah.
How do you know?
I asked for my 50.
Really?
Yeah. You can prove that anyway. A lot of you can't buy a lot of tickets with a credit card. You got to use cash, right?
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, you pull out 50.
But you got to use cash, right?
And I'm like, what happened to that 50? Like, where did that 50 go? You're like,
I put it in gas.
No, you tell me.
I put that on gas.
No, but you didn't, because you ain't thinking about lying.
Yes,
y'all
I
haven't
am.
Broke up yet.
No, we did break up. We broke up on Wednesday.
No, but when it first happens on Monday, when I ask, where the fuck that, what happened to that $50? I see there was a withdrawal.
She got a notification. That's hearsay. Me
no,
and you.
Stop.
She thought the grass was going to be green on the other side. It's green now.
You guys already sounded like you were planning on breaking up. I'm just saying this happened quick on Wednesday.
Okay.
Monday, y'all are fucking good.
Yeah.
Baby, I got a notification a fucking $50 came out the account. It was a withdrawal. Was that you? Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. Okay. I bought a lottery ticket.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Friday, baby, I bought gas.
No.
Prove me wrong. What the fuck? What you gonna do unless you got a text message? Yeah, you better have a fucking text message.
And at the end of the day, it was my 50. Yes, it was a joint account.
How is it your 50?
Because I put in a certain amount every month to that account.
That's like saying your kid, you guys have a kid and it's your kid.
If I only had $25 left of you know what I'm saying, my check and her check hit on Monday, so it was my 25 and everything else was obviously hers.
Right.
Now she may be entitled. Yeah. Otherwise, I had way more than 50. Because I have way more than $50 in my bank account.
Or we had a joint account and you just put everything in and I'm just helping pull from it.
Who got the fucking ticket?
I don't know. I just think that I'm looking at it from the opposite direction.
And I just broke up with her bitch ass 2 days ago?
Maybe it's just me because I'm thinking of it the opposite direction.
You feel like you should get her something?
If you hit the lottery... After we just broke up and you just withdrew some money out of our account to do it, we rich, bitch.
No, we not. As a matter of fact, I might break up with you because I hit the lottery.
No. I'm just talking about from the opposite side. So she hit the lottery and then she break up with
you.
How
would you prove it?
I'm just saying, you don't want no money.
You can want all day. It don't matter if you don't think you're going to get it.
Yeah. There's a lot of L's to be given in life. I could take an L.
Yeah, you might take an L too. Yeah.
When a nigga jump out the bushes and fucking like fucking Shady McCoy and
you know how tall my game would be.
Not like Shady McCoy said that, you know, you with all that money, you gotta watch out. You might get fucked up.
You gotta watch out.
What happened to him anyway?
Nothing. Like he got that bitch out the house.
So she out.
She gone. He got his house. It's good.
He ain't got no trouble.
How can you prove anything? All I said was, which is a fact, if you have something people want, they might come and fucking try to take it from you. So you just hit the lottery. Oh, you rich now, right? Hey, people fucking rob. They don't rob poor people. It's just a fact. Now that you're rich, you're a fucking target. People don't take the identity of niggas that got 400 fucking scores. It just doesn't happen. Once you got good credit, hey, now you're a fucking target. It's not me. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
All right, man. So I guess you guys are just like, you ain't giving up nothing. And then if it's her, you don't want nothing.
I said what I said.
You better buy me a car at least, bitch. I'm just saying. All right. Next. If you were the boyfriend, girlfriend, would you ask? Oh, no, that's the same thing. Do you guys like other music that isn't considered black?
Yeah.
Like what? What do you listen to that's not black?
All kind of shit.
Like what? Don't just say that. Like what? Give an artist.
Nigga, classic
music. I like songwriters. So Elton John, The Beatles.
Limp Bizkit?
No, not really. Linkin Park? I like Carrie Underwood. I like Linkin Park. Carrie Underwood. I like all kind of jazz.
Billy Ray Cyrus?
Jazz is black though, right?
Not all jazz is black, French Reggie.
No. That's the dumbest shit you. That's like,
I mean, I always hear black people created jazz music. Now, so.
He created or who's playing it?
I mean, they said considered black. So I figure when you hear jazz,
what's Hootie
give it to black people.
Hootie
and a Blowfish.
No, but he's
Hootie
not.
Hootie Allen?
Darius Rucker?
Yeah, what about
him? No, I don't really. I bought Darius Rucker's first solo album. It wasn't that good.
The country one?
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
So he's killing the game now. He didn't flip flop that shit. But
he can't really sing. I thought he could sing. He can't really sing.
Nigga, I listen to Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
You do not, nigga.
I'm old school.
You know what I like?
Skinny Boys.
This is some stupid shit, but I like musicals. So I'll listen to musical soundtracks.
Oh, yeah. That should be tight, too.
Like West Side Story?
West Side Story. My Fair Lady.
Grease.
Mary Poppins. Grease.
Grease
is tight.
Little Shop of Horror.
What's the one where the bitch?
Sound of Music. Those songs, if you like songs and songwriting and composition, those songs are really, really well done.
Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
Hey,
those songs are really well done.
Like, I actually seen Phantom of the Opera. I mean, side note, like,
that was good.
As a play, that shit is amazing. Like, the shit that I saw, I was like, how the fuck are they doing this? Like, I didn't realize after a while that they were singing every fucking thing. It seemed like a.
When that plant was singing on Little Shop of Horror, feed me.
All right,
dum, dum, I want some blood. Feed me, Simo.
All right, if you were offered $800 million to never have sex or jack off again, would you take the money?
How many?
800 million?
Yeah, to never fuck or jack off. Never bust another nut so long as you live.
No.
I got at least jack off.
No, fuck that.
The end game is jacking off. I mean, not jacking off. It's coming. The end game is coming in life.
Nigga, it's the 4th of July, nigga. Shit.
Is it not? Whose end game is something besides coming?
You wouldn't edge for the rest of your life for 800 million?
If the end game is...
Because it's not saying you can't fuck.
No. You said you can't fuck.
No, you can't come. Or fucking jack. I'm sorry. You're right. It said never have sex.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can't even fucking.
The end game is coming for me. That's life to me. I don't know about y'all. What's your end game?
What you mean by
what is your end game? Like, what is it when you say, oh, I've made it? What does the end game look like to you? What does it feel like? Does it feel like a nut, or does it feel like I'm sitting down drinking a lemonade or Arnold Palmer? Like, fuck Arnold Palmer.
My end game is nutty.
I mean, there's not putting it that way. There's nearly nothing better on earth. I mean.
Hopefully, if I can convince this woman, it'll be two.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Nut, but.
You know, everybody shared can come among. At, nigga, you could just like fucking
share,
circle.
No, share it on two faces.
Everybody just, dude, don't do that.
Share it on two faces. That's my favorite. One nut, two
that's
faces.
My favorite. That's
right.
Awesome.
Right. I just got to get this convincing going.
When they both hit both sides, it's like.
Hey. Exactly.
Right,
so that would suck to have $800 million and you can't even fuck bitches.
Yeah, what are you about to do? I mean, when you got money, you got nothing but. You can't even watch motherfuckers fuck and jack off.
Yeah, I know, right? If you could at least jack off, I'll think about it.
You can't do shit. Yeah, nah, you can keep your $800 money. I don't need a lot.
Right, I'm simple.
I don't need a lot. All right. What the fuck happened?
To what?
Oh, my shit. I was trying to read the shit. All right. I think that's it, my nigga. That's it for the question.
Julie said she'll take the money.
Julie.
You need to get... I ain't gonna say it. I was going to do that hard cum noise again. You need to get one of those. I bet you'll change your mind.
Yeah. I
feel like girls will probably take that shit because I've met girls that said they never came from having sex, which I refuse to believe.
You said you didn't
believe.
Were
they fucking with you?
No, not fucking with me. Just girls I've talked to, like just conversations, say they never came. Like I know a girl specifically, like a close friend of mine. She had sex several times, but she said she never came.
Did you tell her fuck with you? She'll come.
I throw that joke
early,
in there, but
early
but,
on,
but we
early
cool. On, I don't want to fuck her. That'll make that everything weird.
Friends can get fucked too.
Yeah, but some friends you don't want. It's gonna get weird after you fuck her.
It's great. Mm-hmm. You know you go in there. You know.
Wait, when you say weird, what do you mean by weird?
Like, catching feelings.
Like she'll want to have sex with you again. That's odd, right?
No, no, not that feeling. Just more like the friendship will be gone now. It will just be now either sex
you
or
got another
gonna be,
you got,
get
you
together.
One more thing in common.
What's the end game, French Reggie? I asked you again, what's the end game?
Yeah, you're right. Coming. Yeah.
All right, man. That's all? That's it.
Hey. We appreciate you guys tuning in once again to No Nonsense Show. We went through a lot today, from Jay Smooth's whack ass apology.
Whack.
To, I mean, it wasn't that bad.
There's a lot of people that went.
It's for the true listeners.
First, Alley Cat logged off.
Listen, the thing is that, and she, because she's probably not.
She had to go to work. She had to go work.
We had a good show.
Stop, bro.
Nigga, she had to go to work.
I know, but
we had a good show after she left.
They're probably doing inventory.
My thing is, why she mad?
I don't know why she's mad.
I don't know either.
All he did was say she had some fire pussy.
That's what I'm saying. He give you a compliment.
Anybody say that, bro?
Jay Smooth, stop lying, man.
Hey, first Alley Cat. Hey,
no, bro. Listen.
I didn't say nothing about your pussy. Hey, friend said your pussy is sour.
No,
I never said that.
No,
says like soap.
I never said that.
Sour soap.
Stop, man.
No, listen, sour soap.
Why don't you just admit it?
My whole point is, I guess I just used that as a lead in to say that it seemed like there was a lot of people offended with Jay Smooth. I know we're circling back and shit, but I don't know if everybody that was offended with Jay Smooth had a right to be. I mean, right. I know that they were mad at him.
Honestly say that only one person had the right to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody else was just sticking up for that person.
No. Let's be clear. There were some people that felt like that they were somehow addressed directly as well.
I don't agree
so
with
that. So that proves Jay Smooth's point of when he's just talking about these women and they take it
personally. They adopt.
Sometimes the truth hurts.
Yeah.
So,
but I just
that's not the truth. Right? That'd be if the shoe fits, wear it.
To say all of that, it still was a wacky.
Yeah, I just
apology.
Have one thing to say.
No, it was bullshit apology.
You had said something about how we went a lot in the show, and one thing we did discuss in this episode about like
you sucking the poison out that dick.
Nah, about the guy that commented that said that he has a podcast network and he likes our show for inspiration. I think one thing about our show too that kind of makes it real dope is the fact that we have four personalities and we never let our ego get in between. I think that's really.
None of us do?
None of us do, y'all. Hey, you know what I'm saying? With that motherfucker being said.
You know how many times Jay Smooth has let his ego get in the way of this shit?
But I guess when it does, we still find a way to fix the issue and still work, make the show successful.
Hey, you're absolutely
and
right.
And a lot of podcasts with just two people, they tend to break them. So just the fact that it's four of us, especially like, you know,
it's
a different age group.
It's balanced.
Different place in my life compared to y'all.
And you're a different sexual orientation.
I'm straight just like y'all.
You are.
You're not straight just like us.
You're paranormal or whatever the fuck that was.
You're straight just like a paperclip.
Yeah,
you're straight like a paperclip.
So I think that's pretty dope.
Dude,
about
you
our
just
show.
Sucked on your thumb on live air.
Yeah. And hit it.
You was hitting. You had the net going and everything. I'm like,
it's only entertainment.
Hey, look, nigga, that was at that time you just thought it was.
If he would have sucked the poison out like a corner on the cob.
Like he brushing his teeth with that
like
motherfucker.
Like he just shaft that shit. Like he trying to get this fucking gum line straight.
He's like, I got to get a lot of spit in my mouth first because that'll help dilute
that nigga
the poison.
Hit that shit like a fucking hookah.
He's trying to dilute the poison by getting more spit in his mouth. What the fuck? Prince Reggie, come on, man.
Hey, I had to show the visual. I'm a visual learner.
If anybody else doesn't let the ego get in the way, it's definitely you. I'll say that.
Yes, for sure. You don't give a fuck.
You are selfless.
Hey, shout out to all your friends. I'm right there right now. They're leaking like, damn, nigga, my dick is good if I get bit. This motherfucker. I know that.
Nigga's trying to get bit.
I'm going to live, right? I'm going to live. I'm going to tell you right now. I feel the same way. The shit that I talk, I try to live. If my shit got bit, if I was the nigga that got bit and it was three homies with me, I feel like God trying to tell me something. I'm gone, bro. I'm not going to sit here and ask anybody. If I can't do like that one video where that motherfucker bent over and hit his own shit,
right?
You know what I'm saying? If I can't do that.
I just see too elusive coming in the house talking he got bit by a snake. No, he ain't get bit by nothing.
Nigga, he just trying to get fresh. He got a Sharpie in his hand, drawing fucking bite marks. Right there.
Prince like, that's okay. I'll take care of you.
He got two bite marks with an arrow pointing at
him. Prince said, I'm licensed in CPR. I got you.
Hey, look, though, we appreciate you guys tuning in. If you're missing the Friday show, it's because you're not a premium subscriber. Make sure you go to the website, raresonance.com. That's raresonance.com/register, where you can become a premium subscriber. Being that helps us make this show better, makes this show better for you guys, more content, better episodes, and we really appreciate the help. So make sure you go to the website and check that out. Also, haven't got a 5-star review in a while. Has anybody checked recently?
I'm not on iTunes. I checked on
Castmaster or Stitcher. I didn't see it.
Castmaster?
Yeah, that's some shit on.
Is that an app?
Yeah.
Okay, it must be Android.
Yeah, it's Android. So what? Don't get there, bro. You fuck that.
Okay.
Castbox, actually.
Two name changes every. Oh yeah, Too Extreme. You mean?
He, you know what had me weak? That motherfucker called him Too Sweet last week.
Fridge Reggie?
Yeah, Fridge Reggie called
him. You called him Too Sweet?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I was calling him that in accident and just said it to him.
Is that what he accidentally did?
He accidentally called his best friend
Too Sweet.
A gay
like,
name.
Yeah, like he didn't know. Yeah, he forgot what the nigga
name
was.
Yo, bro, I just want to apologize before you hit the show.
I did call you Too Sweet, nigga, but I didn't.
But the niggas kept messing with you, man.
I don't believe it, though.
And your nipples was out in the FaceTime, so it's like.
You got that sour dick, nigga. Fresh out that soapy shower dick, nigga.
It's the taste of the soap.
Yeah? What? You tasted what? What'd he say?
He said it's the taste of soap.
Let's talk about the taste.
That's why it's sour.
Oh, I thought you somebody's dick.
Yeah, that's why it's sour.
Not my dick.
not too soapy.
Too clean.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, look, keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.